The Gospels According to Love audio. John chapter 6, March 31, 2005. Five loaves and two fish. After Jesus had healed many, he left Jerusalem and went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. A great multitude followed Jesus because they saw the miracles he had done on those that were diseased. Jesus went up into a mountain. There he sat with his disciples. The Passover, a feast of the Jews, was close. When Jesus lifted up his eyes and saw a great company coming to him, he said to Philip, "From where shall we buy bread that these may eat?" This Jesus said to Philip to test him, for Jesus himself knew what he would do. Philip answered, 200 pennies worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little." Another of Jesus' disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said, "Here is a lad who has five barley loaves and two small fish, but what are they among so many?" Jesus said, "Have our company sit down." There was much grass in this place, so their company sat down, a number of about 5,000. Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples and to the disciples to the people. Likewise of the fish, and they did pass out to them that had come to be with Jesus. When they are through with dinner, Jesus said to the disciples, "Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost." The disciples gathered together the fragments that remained over and above those eaten of the five barley loaves, and the remnants thereof filled 12 baskets. The multitude that had partaken in the miracle that Jesus did rallied among themselves, saying that this was in truth of the prophet that should come into the world. Jesus, then perceiving that they would come and take him by force to make him king, departed again unto a mountain by himself. When evening had come, Jesus' disciples went down to the sea, entered into a ship, and went over the sea towards Capernaum. It was now dark, and Jesus had not come to them. The sea arose by reason of a great wind that blew. They had rowed about 25 or 30 furlongs when they saw Jesus walking on the sea, coming towards the ship. They became afraid. Jesus said to them, "It is I, do not be afraid." Then they willingly received Jesus into a ship, and immediately the ship was at land where they were going. The following day, upon seeing that the only boat gone was that which Jesus' disciples had entered, and knowing Jesus did not go with his disciples, that they had crossed the sea without him, the multitude sought Jesus. And when they saw that Jesus was not there, they also took ship and come to Capernaum seeking for Jesus. When the multitude Jesus had fed the loaves and the fish found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them and said, "I say to you, you seek me not because you saw miracles, but because you did eat the loaves and were filled. Do not labor for the meat that perishes. Labor for the meat that endures into everlasting life, which the children of humanity shall give to you, because to them love has given. Then they said to Jesus, "What shall we do that we might work the works of love?" Jesus said, "This is the work of love, that you believe in those whom love has sent." They said to Jesus, "What sign will you show us that we might see and believe you? What is your work?" "Our fathers did eat manna from the desert, as it is written. Love gave them bread from heaven to eat." Then Jesus said to them, "I say to you, Moses did not give you bread from heaven, but my love is that which gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of love is those who come down from heaven and give life to the world." Then they said to Jesus, "Lord, please give us this bread." Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. Those that come to me never hunger. Those who believe in me never thirst. I have said to you that you have seen me and believe not. All that love gives me comes to me. Those that come to me, I will in no way cast out, for I am come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the love that sent me. This is love's will that sent me, that all of which love has given to me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again in the last day. This is the will of the love that sent me. Everyone that sees the Son and believes in him may have everlasting life, and I will raise them up in the last day." The Jews then murmured about Jesus because he said, "I am the bread that come down from heaven." The Jews said, "Is this not Jesus, son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he says, 'I came down from heaven'?" Jesus therefore answered, saying to them, "Do not murmur amongst yourselves. No one can come to me unless the love that has sent me is in them and draws them to me. These I will raise up on their last day. It written by the prophets, they shall be taught by the way of love. Everyone therefore that heard and has learned of love comes to me. Not that anyone has seen love except those that are of love. These have seen love. I say to you, those that believe in me have everlasting life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness. They are dead. I am the bread that has come down from heaven, that one can eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread come down from heaven, and anyone shall eat of this bread that I give for the life of the world, they shall live forever." The Jews strove among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us flesh to eat?" Jesus answered them, "I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son and you drink his blood, you have no life in you. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, and I will raise them up in their last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. Those that eat my meat and drink my blood dwell in me, and I in them. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. For those that eat of this bread live forever." These things Jesus said while in the synagogue, as he taught in Capernaum. Many of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, "This is a hard saying. Who can hear it?" When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said to them, "Does this offend you? What if you should see the Son of Love ascend up to where he was before? It is the spirit of love that quickens. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are that spirit of love. They are life. Still, there are some of you that do not believe." Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that did not believe and those that would betray him. Jesus said, Therefore I said to you that no one can come to me unless it is given to them of love. From that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then Jesus spoke to his 12 disciples, "Will you also go away?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have cast words of eternal life. We believe and are sure that you are the Christ, the Son of love." Jesus answered, "I have chosen you 12, and yet one of you has betrayal in your heart." Jesus spoke of Judas Iscariot, for it was he that would betray him, being one of the 12. John chapter 6, Gospels According to Love, audio, March 31, 2005.